Hey, this is Jim and Trent.
Hi, I'm Trent.
Watching movies. We're watching Heavyweights. Judd Apatow coming-of-age film.
Some people you may recognize in this movie. We got Ben Stiller.
Kenan Thompson.
We've got the Goldberg from Mighty Ducks. The guy who used to own the place is... He's famous. He's Ben Stiller's dad, right?
Jerry Stiller.
Yeah.
And it's his mom, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's his real-life parents.
So, and this is a Disney movie. This is kind of like a director's commentary, although we have nothing to do with the filming of this. We just resemble some of the characters. Yeah.
This is our movie.
Yeah.
Like, it got me through some tough times.
Did you ever have to go to a fan camp as a kid? Did you ever go to, like, any kind of camp?
I went to Boy Scout camp.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I went to a 4-H camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. Like, my biggest memory of that is throwing crickets into the air conditioning system, and it would cut them up, and we would call it the grindere. That was my fondest memory of that.
Oh, man. So, here we go.
School's out. That... never really happens.
I know. They're like tearing up their books. You don't do that.
Especially not in college. You can sell those subs for a fraction of what you bought them for.
Yeah. For the longest time, I thought I looked like Jerry.
I don't see it.
I just said I thought I did.
Okay.
I was trying to identify with somebody that was better off than me.
Yeah. He's got a lot darker hair than you. And more hair, actually.
Fuck off.
So, there's Ben Stiller.
That's Tony Perkis.
So, ideally, you watching this...
You'd start when we start.
Yeah, you would start the video when we start... Oh, man. This is so... I cannot throw worth a darn. This is so mean.
Yeah, trying to throw the baseball over the fence.
Oh, man.
This is just so uncomfortable.
Number two. At that point, that's whenever I granny throw it over. Oh, man.
I don't understand how those kids are already in the middle of a baseball game.
Yeah, school
and
just
got up.
Just ended.
Look at those jeans.
Like purple? like a purple
brown?
No,
I'm talking about her jeans.
Oh, her jeans.
Like 6 inches above her ass.
What's on his shirt?
The New York Islanders, I think.
I don't know what that
or
is.
Or Rangers. I think maybe the Rangers. It's a hockey team.
It's a hockey team. 10 cents.
Not in this economy. Islanders, I was right the first time.
Oh, okay.
Because the guy's like, oh, it comes up later. We won't quote before the quote happens. We'll try not to.
Whose car is that, I wonder?
Hmm.
Some good acting right there.
Could I look more quizzical? I think it's the dad from Arrested Development.
It is. Yeah.
So rude.
Hi, Jerry. This is Roger Johnson. Islanders fan, huh? Team of the future, I say.
Yeah. Are they still around? What? Do they do? Like, is that a real team?
That's a real team.
Through these podcasts, you'll learn that I know nothing about sports. I am terrible. But Jim came over and I did kick his ass in Madden. So
by a field goal.
By a field goal.
In overtime. the blob.
Oh my god. Camp Hope.
And there's Ben Stiller's parents.
I didn't realize that was his mom.
I'm pretty sure.
I hope you're not wrong.
I hope I am. The listeners can tell us otherwise.
How do podcast listeners like get back to us? Do they email us?
Yeah,
do
we'll
they
have to create an email, man.
We have to come up with a name of a podcast first.
Yeah. That's, we need a name.
Oh, man.
We can edit it in later.
I guess we can. It doesn't matter. Maybe through this today, since this is, like, the first one, yeah. Like, there'll be something special. Maybe. Like, maybe we'll just be the Blob, you know?
The so, Blob.
The Blob. Like, that'll be...
The Blobcast?
The Blobcast. I don't know why it hasn't come to us yet.
That's so great.
This camp looks fucking cool because
go-karts.
At my 4-H camp, like the coolest thing was like a swimming pool. Like that
was
like
the coolest thing the Boy Scout camp had.
Like that's all you did. This has go-karts, fucking archery. Oh, we did do archery. I got third place trophy in archery.
Nice.
That was Katniss Evergreen.
Never gets old.
Never gets old. Yeah. I can't tell if we should talk during the entire thing.
I think we can pause.
We can pause and like let the viewers like watch the video.
I mean, and if it's not a thing where they're watching it with us, we can edit out the dead air.
Yeah.
You know, I have flown several times and never got a pair
Never got my wings.
Never.
Never. Not once.
I'm sending an email to American Airlines right now.
It said LA on it, right?
It might be a fake.
Hey!
Airline. There's Kenan Dunson!
Just think, like...
Several years from now,
yeah,
he's on SNL.
He's on SNL, yeah.
Ooh, what's up with that?
What are you doing? Stop fucking with stuff.
No, I'm just changing it to minutes and not just the seconds.
Oh, getting fancy over here. Watch the show.
I've seen it plenty of times.
God, he's so funny. Okay, now I went to 4-H camp and I never brought a
trunk
with me.
I know.
Like, that is, like, you bring, like, a backpack maybe full of some clothes, like...
Yeah.
Maybe a suitcase. I guess you would take a suitcase to... I don't really remember too much. I know I did not take a trunk.
I didn't either.
That's for sure. Pat guy's so cool. Yeah. Like, that's who I want to be when I grow up.
Pat?
Yeah. I want to work at a fat camp. If any fat camp places are listening...
You got two guys right here.
I would work for you guys. We are both bigger than the... More than meets the eye. Let's just say that.
Do you like sex?
No. Oh, yes.
Look at that fucking trunk on that thing. I don't know. Maybe we should.
Oh my god.
Maybe we shouldn't cuss so much. I don't know.
I don't know. I think you can. McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King,
Bojangles, Checkers,
this
Arby's.
Is, like, these are all, like, why are these all right next to each other? These are all.
On the way to a fat camp.
I know.
It's like they know. Last chance.
We're gonna get these guys.
Last chance.
Where was this filmed?
I don't know. I'm sure
we should know more things about this.
I'm gonna go to the IMDb page.
Thank you. Because we need to verify that that's Ben Stiller's mother, and maybe where they filmed.
Okay.
That would be helpful. Uh oh.
Scaly.
Camp stories are never, like, camp movies are never good. Like, it's never a good thing going to camp. Like, you think, like, Camp Crystal Lake or whatever it is? Jason Voorhees, you know, he fucking kill you.
But that's not a camp movie.
It is, too. People go to camp. That's where, you know, think of another camp movie and tell me, like, this one, like, they have
Wet
to...
Wet Hot American Summer.
I don't... Is that a good one? I don't think I've seen that movie. Not Freaky Friday. What's the one where they... Parent Trap. Parent Trap's a camp movie. That ended badly.
Yeah, the Bushkins were played by his actual parents, Jerry Stiller and Anne Maria.
Thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
I probably didn't say where they filmed it.
I'm working on it.
That is something special right there. 9 to 5.
Holy crap. Look at Jerry now.
Damn.
He's a good looking dude. No homo.
No homo. Pat, you got this.
She's so cute.
Were you ever, like, awkward like this with, like, girls? Like, really?
Like, I just didn't talk to them.
You just avoided them at all costs?
Almost.
It worked out for you.
Yeah, I am married.
Yep.
So.
It's true. Sorry, ladies listening.
Yeah, all zero of you.
I'm sure that... Your wife will listen to this at some point, if this becomes a thing.
Yeah. She's like, get yourself established, and then I'll take a lesson. Oh, man.
I still can't believe that there's a fucking trunk.
I know. I never really thought about that. It's like, why?
Like, holds all their food, remember?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, guys.
Goldberg.
A lot of people say that I look like Goldberg, or like whenever I was a kid, I looked like Goldberg. He's a little bit more ethnic than I am, but yeah.
That's not funny.
I don't think it was hilarious.
He could have a better nickname.
Captain. Did you have any nicknames?
Fatty.
Oh.
Fatty, yeah.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
This is epic right here.
The best scene ever.
This is unloading everything. We got chocolate bars, Jolly Ranchers, Ding Dongs, Twix.
Salami.
Interesting, they've had those like strapped to them that
in a hot bus.
In a hot bus. Those would be so gross.
Were those bubblegum cigars?
I think so, yeah. The little British kid.
Jeez.
My God.
I'd be so happy with that haul right now.
Oh, see? Yep. That's what'll happen.
That's... No, it's not.
No, that's really gross.
That's just fat, man. It's like a bunch of...
Have you ever done a blob before?
Mm-mm.
I have. True story.
You're talking about a fat chick?
No, I'm not talking about a fat chick. I'm talking... I've actually done one of these little blob things before.
How'd that work out for you?
It's really fun, but the like where they are, we had to jump a lot higher off like from a higher distance. Like this right here is a short distance to jump. It's like jump and then you're on the blob. From where I jumped, it was like scary. Like you had to like like work yourself up. Like okay, I'm gonna do this. And obviously, I was the biggest guy in the group, and so it was very difficult for them to
launch you.
Yes. Oh, and getting from point A to point B from on the blob. So after you jump, you know, scooting up to that point, that's difficult.
There's Jerry still there.
Can you do that? How are ya? I almost fucked up the line. That's the greatest song I've heard in a long time. Bobby and I are standing here today to announce that we are no longer the owners of Camp Hope. What?
Plot twist, record scratch.
M. Night Shyamalan directed this.
Look so scared.
Hi. That would suck, right?
Oh, yeah. And I follow that advice to this day.
I don't actually write checks because of this movie.
Yep.
That and because checks are kind of obsolete now.
I feel that way.
Like nobody ever uses them. How did they not tell the counselors about this change? Like the people like bringing the kids in, the people who work there. How did this not
get... plot device?
Yeah. Hey, it's that guy from Dodgeball. It's basically the same character.
Yeah, it's the same voice too. Crying.
Potential.
I see the future chairman of a Fortune 500 company. I see a famous rat artist. Because he's black.
I see the president of the United States of America. And he's English.
Okay, we get it. He can't relate to kids.
Oh my.
And his dad, I think he uses that character in Starsky and Hutch.
But what about the old staff? Like, they're still employed by this. Are they volunteers or do they get paid?
I don't know.
He's from a lot of Adam Sandler things. brings all the boys to the yard.
No self-esteem and no self-respect. Now, I eat success for breakfast with skim milk. Bounce in a fly, and that is out of here, mister! And we are going to do it together! Oh, my God.
I want to go home. This is still a pretty cool camp. Like, yeah, it's right there on the lake. This is a Laws.
What about the trunk?
Or was that Jerry's?
It was Jerry's trunk.
Bye
now. Enjoy your summer.
Lars is such a prick. I know a guy named Lars. True story.
Is he as much of a prick?
No, he's a cool guy. I lived with him in junior college.
Lars was in Steel Magnolias.
Sorry.
So two of the three main kids are skinny now. That's kind of
weird. Impressive.
Maybe
this actually worked.
So maybe if we watch Heavyweights
enough. I think we have to be in it. We've been approached about being in the sequel.
That's right, yeah.
I'm fine.
Oh, man.
But the thing, like, usually snoring is from someone who's usually bigger. Like, skinnier people usually don't snore, right?
It depends. I mean, like, but he says he has a deviated septum.
And so I guess that may be it.
Yeah, I mean, he explains it. So if you're paying attention. What's with that hat?
You don't wear one of those when you go to bed at night?
No. Is it an ethnic thing?
Me and my brothers always wear hats like that. Skinny Wieners! That's our podcast name. The Skinny Wieners. Freak out! So shit. Oh. What kind of equipment is this? It does not look...
My high school had one of
those. Oh, really?
And
I didn't even
know
it was real. Like, what's
it was like on a board. It wasn't like that.
What's it do?
I think it's just, I don't know. Like, I mean, after a while, it's going to work your thighs. In case you're not watching the movie, they have little booties on their shoes, and they're sliding across like a linoleum slab, like back and forth. And the uniforms they're wearing... T-shirts with like foam short over, like it is the weirdest material.
But it seems like they're almost on an incline, so it's like they're
on a hill.
Yeah, it's like built for disaster. Yeah. Like
out of the gate,
17 pounds. That's really not that bad.
Yeah, it depends on how long the camp is.
What did your screensaver say?
Melissa's the bomb. She did that. She's so funny. I love you, wife.
He's the fattest kid in camp. Yeah. Get down! Get to the chopper!
I don't understand why this kid is so emotional.
She's fat.
You broken my camera.
Oh, y'all really need to be watching this movie.
Y'all should be watching this. This, I mean, that's how this is entertaining.
Yeah.
Watch this with us. I mean, most of you probably driving down the road, just listening to this as you drive in. And you've probably seen the movie. I hope you've seen this movie. This is a classic.
Yeah.
This is something that you have to see. Lars is such a dick.
They just pushed two children into the water so he could get and try to hit on the nurse.
The body system?
Body!
Body! Like Goldberg over there just raising his hand up.
He doesn't. Goldberg don't care.
I don't know his character name. I'm just going to call him.
It's Josh.
I'm just going to call him Goldberg.
That's
if you don't mind. And I'm sorry if my drink is picking
it's,
up.
Yeah, it is.
I noticed it a while ago that it might. I was like.
Just, oh man, it's loud.
Is it really? Is it really loud? I apologize to all the listeners. I'm drinking Dr. Pepper and rum.
You should get you a straw.
I should get a straw. But then you're going to hear, like, as I get done with it. So it's like, which one do you want?
I don't know. Email us.
Is it really annoying? Like, how annoying?
Tweet us at Big Tritton and at HB Blaylock, BLALOCK. Let us know what you think.
You're just going to let everyone know my Twitter handle? Oh, my God.
Well, how are we going to be famous if they don't?
I guess. All
right. Okay, now
pretty much
the sport camp kids are showing up to play baseball. And I never noticed, but that counselor is smacking every one of their butts.
Disgusting.
I think Disney approved of this kind of stuff.
So, what does MVP stand for?
Most Valuable Player.
Oh, nice. The more you know. Bum, 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 bum.
That's an awesome dragon
shirt. It really
is.
I was about to comment on that. Like, I really want that shirt. I would sport that.
It beats Two Wolf Moon.
Why isn't that one this? Maybe because of our podcast of reviewing this. People will find better respect for this movie, and that'll become a thing.
Yeah, I think every podcast is us watching Heavyweights.
Is that it? Yeah. Every single one of them. Yeah, we better slow down.
Yeah. We'll just do it in 30 minutes.
This is me playing any sport right here. Take me out, coach.
Yeah, even?
I don't want to play anymore.
For a fat kid growing up, I feel like I was a fairly good athlete.
Yeah?
I was always one of the better players on my little league team.
I played T-ball.
Okay.
And then I moved up to baseball and I stopped whenever I got hit by a ball. And then I never played again. I didn't want to play again.
Pansy.
I am a pansy, okay? Because baseball is a known non-contact sport, I got hit, so I didn't want to play anymore.
At the plate.
So, and then I played football, and I was third string backup. If you don't know what that means, that's pretty much the worst.
Yeah, the worst at that position.
Yes. I was goal line defense, because I'm a fat. Bigger guy.
Yeah. I did well in football. I mean...
Oof.
I played college football.
That's slapstick right there, if you don't know that term for comedy. Oh!
That's dangerous. They had to have a stunt man. Like, that's,
have to.
That's scary.
Or maybe a
edit that shot in.
No, or maybe like a light bat or like a fake bat.
Foam bat.
Foam bat or something. We're gonna tell you how it's done. Yeah.
Jim and Trent ruined the movies for you.
Oh, that's CGI right there. That dinosaur's not fake. So really, they're not in space, because that is impossible.
Oh, man.
That should be how we do things from now on. Oh, what are they doing?
Okay.
I don't enjoy this
part of the job. Tearing apart someone's bed?
What I don't understand. I know. I never understood what the laser pointer did.
Dispose of that, Lars.
He's going to eat it.
I would. If I was that skinny, I would eat a lot more Lars than I do right skinny, now.
Though. Lars is like built.
Wait a minute. It's a Pez! How much sugar is in a Pez?
They're not even that good.
Let him keep the Pez.
At least keep the dispenser.
Oh, he did get to keep the dispenser. They just knocked out all the candy. He gave him back the clown.
And this guy.
This guy's a douchebag. He used to be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Why is there a red man chewing tobacco sign in the...
That's a really good question.
Deli meat.
Let's see.
God, I wish I was 141 pounds.
141 pounds. That's
actually
good.
My ideal weight
range.
That's
your goal weight?
No, it's not my goal weight, but my ideal weight range was 140 to 170.
That's pretty good.
I'd be so skinny. In case you can't tell, we're fat.
Yes.
We're large.
Because we were trying to figure out what kind of podcast to do. It was either watch movies or talk about food. And you're lucky that you're... Listening to a movie podcast
right now. It might change. Get some popcorn.
So, pie. I love pie. Let the man
speak. Classic.
Oh, Seymour Butts.
Who's Seymour Butts? Who's Seymour Butts? Only Seymour Butts
to kill Uncle Terry. That audio was dubbed so bad in that scene.
It was dubbed real bad. Trent and Jim ruin movies. It's nice of him. It's nice of that guy. Booking him on a tour.
It always freaked me out the way they pause that scene and fade out. It's like,
what did they do to him?
It just got real.
His bed's available. Ching! Jackpot. I hate camp food. Like, just about any camp is a fat camp because of the way that their food is. Their food's terrible. You don't eat at all whenever you're at camp. Oh.
I'm just telling you what I heard. Dear Grandma, someone once said,
He's a righty. Did you notice that? I think that he may not be a real righty. It's just that that looked it, better, better in on, the shot. It was better in the shot.
Montage of their dreams being destroyed. Go-kart camp.
I wish there was a go-kart camp.
No shit.
Wouldn't that be the sweetest camp ever? iPhone go-kart camp. Hold on. I want to find one. Keep them entertained. Keep talking while I...
No. Too much pressure. I wonder if this... Like, I wonder if Ben still really can lay on a bed of nails like that.
Youth Summer Racing Camp. There is such a thing as go-kart camp.
Oh, man. Can we volunteer as counselors?
Go-kart sports camp.
You see what shirt Jerry's wearing?
Uh-uh, what?
Fire Marshal Bill. From In Living Color. Oh. Jim Carrey.
Oh.
I think it was In Living Color.
I don't fucking know.
One of those.
Camp Hopeless.
Zing.
Zing. Fatties.
This scene is
just ridiculous.
They're what, chasing a cow down.
What are they going to do to that cow?
With a baseball bat, a plastic bow and arrow. That meat's going to be so bruised.
How are they going to... That has to be processed.
Come on.
I mean...
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
This is
so brutal. Because this is true. This is how 8th grade was for me. Like,
they invited the girls' camp over.
And even at 4-H camp, we had one of these kind of dances.
We didn't have that at Boy Scout camp.
I can imagine why.
But they're like opposite sides of the gym, staring each other down.
Some of like my first like flirtiness and kissing and stuff like that was at church camp and like 4-H camp. You know, like camps are the worst for that.
Is that?
Oh. What?
That one of those guards kind of like George Takei. Oh my.
Ooh.
They just talked about bulimia. Like,
okay. The thing is, for any ladies out there listening, if you think the way that these girls do, fuck you. Because fat guys will work so much harder.
That's true.
For you to like them. That's true. Like,
yeah.
You want someone to buy you shit? Fat guys, if you want... Like, that jock guy, he's not gonna do anything. He's already, like, too into himself.
And we're helping you out, fat listeners. We're trying to get you in the leading.
So, what you need to do, if you're a fat listener, and you like a girl out there, and she doesn't like you, make her watch this movie, okay? Because this scene turns around the right way, okay?
Yes.
So, make her watch this movie. There. We helped a lot of people today.
We did. And we're done.
Where's the bathroom?
Heartbreaking. And that one kid's wearing a shirt for Les Mis.
Was it the British kid?
No, which one was it? The other one with the glasses.
I'm going to have to get me another drink. I have a straw this time.
You should do that.
I should do that.
Okay. Get me a beer.
Okay. Keep. Do you want one? Which kind would you like?
Pick.
Okay. Keep them entertained.
No.
Do I have to keep talking?
No. I think I can get it.
You think you're good? Yeah. I can yell. If I have to.
Nobody wants that. This is just. And something else I think about when I watch this scene is how is it that these guys packed nice clothes? Like why would you have brought a sport coat to summer camp? I don't understand.
They didn't know they were going to have this dance.
No, exactly. And Jerry's wearing a sport coat, shirt and tie, and pink and yellow and blue striped shorts. It's phenomenal. You have to appreciate the 90s.
I love the 90s. Strikes back.
Now the nurse is out there. She's got it going on. I guess I can stand this song. Why are they treating that one as the proper one when she was the one that called the girl out for her bulimia? That's kind of...
Hey everyone, I'm back.
That was really loud. I just think you're gonna drown me out and no one's gonna hear all the awesome witticisms I have.
Oh, whatever.
I know.
I was just told by Jim that I'm too loud. I'll tone it down a little bit. Is this better?
I don't know.
You know, you tell me what to do.
Mr. No, you're fine.
Mr. Podcast Professional.
Yeah, I am the pro here.
How many podcasts have you done?
Half of one. Look at those acid wash jeans.
I miss the 90s.
I don't.
The music was better.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I love Spice Girls.
I know you do. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Salami Sam, getting to make out.
What is making out? Is that like first base or...
Yeah.
I guess that's first base. Like, I thought holding hands
depends,
was first base.
Depends on where you are at in your life.
Right now.
For a fat 11-year-old, making out is like second, rounding second.
Rounding second. This is one of Jerry's coolest moments in the movie. Not Jerry. Pat.
Pat, yeah. Deep.
I don't think that's true. Fat people sweat. Fat people sweat a lot.
Sweating all that food and heat. Ugh.
Ugh. It would smell awful.
That hurts, man.
Yeah, man, that's tough. We're gonna cry for a second.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Fight back tears.
That really hits close to home. I am also not very fast.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Aww.
The nurse is watching this special bonding moment between Pat and Jerry.
Should we be describing what's happening to the people
every once in a while? I don't know.
Pat is pushing Jerry in the go-kart.
Oh, and
right
Pat's
now.
A counselor.
Yeah, I don't know if you caught that or not. I would assume that you've seen the movie by now.
I hope so.
Like, this is such a good movie. If you haven't, turn this podcast off and watch the movie.
Or restart it.
And watch it with us. Yeah. That's a better way to do it. Yeah. That way it gets us.
The Blobcast.
The Blobcast. I think that's the name.
I kind of like
that. I like it. We need to check and see if that's a thing yet. Like, if someone else has that.
Probably.
One. Let's find out. Google's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's Google?
Shut up.
Why was the first search I saw come up lyrics to Kiss from a Rose?
Sometimes you just gotta know.
Oh,
is there a problem?
Yes.
That's a great song.
No.
That's a great song.
You're ridiculous.
Pay it to a kiss from a rose.
Nobody wants to hear you sing.
Baby!
Nobody wants to hear you sing.
What am I looking up again?
This is where they think Josh was bad.
I'm looking up Blobcast, and I'm getting the cast of the movie The Blob.
We might get confused a lot. Who is in The Blob, I wonder? What is this? What's this?
Hey, he was faking it the whole time. Is this Rasta shirt in the background? Is this
Bob Marley?
Is this Disney promoting weed?
Yes.
For shame, Disney. For shame. How old are they? They are not shaving at this age.
His face is too smooth to be shaving.
How would you know about little kids' smooth faces?
You can't say that.
I can say that. I did.
That's rough, man.
I don't even like gummy bears that much.
I miss gummy bears. I think Reebok might have been a sponsor in this.
I would imagine. But would you want to sponsor this?
I would.
Like, to be on the bad guy's shirt.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? Still getting brand exposure.
I guess. It's like Hannibal Lecter wearing Nike shoes. You know, you wouldn't want that.
Opens you up to a whole new market.
Breaking and entering.
Yeah.
Nobody runs like this. Not one. Like crazy, crazy people. Yeah. Maybe. Crazy.
Drugged out.
I wonder if Adidas. You think Adidas had something in
this?
Yeah,
that's a pretty big. You know what Adidas stands for, right?
What?
All day I dream about sex.
Oh, I don't think that's what it stands for.
I think it does. Prove me wrong.
I can't, but I don't think a brand would do that.
Okay, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
I would think that once people found out that that was the truth, that no one would buy those things anymore.
You'd be wrong.
Look at all those tubes. Look at how they're, like, oh, never mind. I don't even know what. The socks are rolled up very weird.
That's such a bad Photoshop.
Very bad Photoshop. But if you think about it, like, Photoshop wasn't around then. It was probably just
literal, like, cut and paste.
Well, MS Paint. Like, that's one way to do it. What is he having? Is that a paddle?
Yeah, like a fraternity paddle or something.
Uh-oh.
I'm pretty sure this is illegal.
I would think it would be. What is on his arm? Something to measure his...
Like, yeah, like, I think it's like his heart rate. This kid's such an oaf.
Yeah, he would not be the lookout if I was doing something.
Mm-mm.
Never mind. I was going to make an inside joke, but I decided not to.
I'm getting kind of hungry.
I don't have anything.
All this Fat Camp movies got me hungry.
Maybe after this we'll figure out something. I like pie, by the way. Pie.
Like pie.
See, they went in there looking for the chocolate and stuff, but found...
Found so much so more.
Uh-oh.
I think I just saw the head of Ben Stiller's penis.
Can you say penis on a podcast?
I don't know. We said fuck.
What is he eating?
Like peanut cocoa butter? Powder.
Nutella?
Ugh, don't get me started.
You like Nutella?
No, I like it, but just people get crazy about that shit.
Oh, man. And he would not smell it that quick. That's ridiculous. Like, Tony Perkins, like, immediately, right when the fart happens.
Because he's so... I think he hears something. There's no way these fat kids would be that gingerly.
That's a nice word.
Thank you. Freaking.
And look at how they hide. This is...
Yeah, they're not going to be hiding behind trees. So cartoonish.
That is very cartoony. And as soon as he puts the head back... Everybody, like, yeah. Pokes their head out. It's like someone off camera is going, and look.
That's fat. Like,
yeah. What the fuck? Found a cheeseburger. Bullshit.
Did not find
believe
that.
I ain't believing that shit.
Now's the montage of everyone being fatty.
This isn't the worst montage of people being fat. That comes later.
Oh, God.
See, this guy went from, like, being the douchebag who got rid of everything.
He got rid of everything so he could make
money off of it. So, I mean, I guess he's still a douchebag. But...
Bum. Bum, bum.
Cracker Jacks. That would be the one thing I would not want.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. You're in this camp, no food. You're able to get one thing. Go. What would you want?
Fries.
Just like French fries?
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, you said like one thing.
Okay, I guess one thing. So fries.
You forgot what you're.
So fries would be a good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. I would want like a burger, but.
Yeah, well, I don't eat.
I know meat. You don't eat meat because you're a pussy. Yeah?
Yep. I just got outed as a vegetarian on the podcast. First episode.
The first episode. Yeah. Episode one. Yeah. Phantom Menace. Why wasn't that our movie we watched?
Oh, God.
Damn it.
We don't have to air this.
Yes, we do. We have to figure out how to air it.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Email us.
Email us at.
Oh, man.
We don't have an email yet.
Because we didn't have a name.
But now we do.
But we do have Twitter handles.
Mm-hmm. Tweet us at.
Tweet us at.
That's not healthy. Maybe it was muscle. Muscle weighs more than fat.
He just said it.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah, he goes, muscle weighs more than fat. Such a tense moment.
Oh, man. some hospitals still use this way to, like, weigh people. And I think that's so, like, archaic. Pretty good infomercial. All right. Yeah. Get off the scale. Is the TV audio picking up on that?
I can't hear it on the headphones. Oh, okay. Doesn't mean it's not picking it up.
Yeah. How are you hearing it? Do you have one ear off, or?
No, I mean, it's counseling.
Hey, right, we're just... This is more of a technical thing. This is our first time doing this, so we're still trying to figure out things. Like, we figured out, Trent needs a straw if he's going to drink something. Yep. So, and that has been fixed. I have a straw now. I remember, like I never had to do, like, this type of stuff at camp, but, like, in football, like, if we, you know, we'd have to run extra hard, or we'd have to do something. Yeah. That was about the time that I quit football, because I was like, that's not how you encourage me to do good, you know?
Yeah. Also, a 20-mile hike would take...
For somebody that hasn't done any type of running, like, these fat kids, there's no way to do it. So intense.
Mm-hmm. So pretty.
It is very pretty.
It's kind of romantic.
Awkward. How can you tell from just a smell where...
That might be where they're filming. Like, the location.
Maybe not. Like, how is he, like... Carolina ribs.
Pork. Not beef.
Not beef.
I don't know, man.
I wish I had that kind of nose where I could go...
That's his superpower.
Yeah. Oh, that would be...
Carolina ribs.
Pork. Samuel L. Jackson walks in. We need you!
Yeah. Avengers!
We have an Iron Man. Now we need you, Super Nose. That's a pretty good Samuel.
Oh yeah, it was really good. It was great.
Should I cover my eye? Would that help? Like one eye?
Not at all.
Think that helps with the impression?
Just cover the mic.
Just cover the mic?
Yeah.
You think that works better?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
No.
Okay. That's right.
Right now.
Ah, damn it. It's like you've seen this movie.
I know. He said ass.
In a Disney movie.
What? That is cray-cray.
Cray-cray. Was this was this from the beginning of Disney movie?
I don't know.
Did Disney bring this out, or was it
I don't know. That is a lot of rope. Like an obscene amount of rope that he has on him. Mother Earth and your dear Uncle Tony. Yeah, I've seen this a few times.
Only once or twice, I think. See, look at that beautiful waterfall.
I like the water bottle strapped to his legs.
And why that much equipment?
I think to make it more strenuous. That's not Icarus. Icarus had the wings.
Icarus had the wings on his feet. Yeah. And they were actually wax. Wax held the wings together.
Yeah, and he flew too close to the sun.
Who's the one who pushed the ball up the hill?
That's like, I forget who it is, but it's like, that was like their hell, was that they had to keep like pushing the ball up the hill.
Yeah. So Tony just doesn't know his shit.
No, he does not know his Greek mythology.
Huh. Oh no, I think that kid's dead.
Just leave him.
I want a prequel to this. What messed him up? Be able to get like police out there pretty quick. Like if you had like a serious problem.
He's refusing these children meals. The nurse is kind of cute.
I mean, I've seen worse.
Well, yeah.
Like, is there anybody out there that really does this kind of goofy stuff? You know?
Well, like, they do Tai Chi, but it's not like that.
They'll never do that.
No.
No way. They lose every year. It'll never happen.
Never.
Never. Never, ever, ever. That's a stunt double, by the way. Notice that, yeah, that's the real guy. And when it backs off, that's a stunt double right there.
Those are all Boy Scout handkerchief things.
What? The Lobolos?
Yeah. Those look like the Boy Scouts one that I used to wear. Annoyed. See the Boy Scout emblem on it?
Mm-hmm. You're right. No one here is doubting you.
Just this little tidbit for it the is, listeners.
It is the Boy Scout emblem. Rock Jerry's World.
Yes.
This is gross.
This is called a Chinese push-up. But yeah, like in the locker room, this was called a Chinese push-up.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
I remember, like, I never partaked in this, but I remember someone going, you know, basically the same type of stuff. You can't do a push-up blindfolded.
That sounds like hokum.
Yeah. Sucker. They planned out that really quickly.
They did. That's illegal.
No, it's not. So, okay, we answered the question. They are getting paid for this.
Okay.
They should have been informed
yeah.
that this was going down before. Like, there's for legal sure. like there's legal things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's where their money's coming from now. That has to...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I'm just saying...
Now it's quoting him.
Loophole. This movie's stupid. Turn it off.
Next.
Jurassic Park. It's a good password.
Oh, yeah. They'll never guess that. That's such an overreaction.
In Texas, maybe. Yeah, but... Yankee Doodles. That could be the name of our podcast.
Yankee Doodles.
Yankee Doodles. That's pretty stupid, though.
Yeah.
No, as a human being,
I don't
like
know.
The real guy.
I don't know.
This is one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah. Honey,
that's actually a stereotype. Only Winnie the Pooh loves that's honey, true. But this is a Disney movie, so.
Is Winnie the Pooh Disney?
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
Don't be stupid.
Shut up. You didn't know what MVP stood for.
I knew what MVP stood for.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
And why'd you ask?
Like, to inform the viewers.
Oh.
Listeners.
Oh! Punches them right in the nuts.
Right in the nuts. This would be the coolest thing if, like, this really happened. Like,
yeah.
Overtaking a camp and...
I know.
taking down all these signs,
putting up the other ones,
getting all your chocolate back.
He got his cake back, thank God.
Skinny Wiener. This is like one of like the Disney movies that like really takes like genitalia is really what I'm trying to say here. Is they use more like words for genitalia in this one than most Disney movies. I mean, Aladdin doesn't mention a penis. Not once. One jump ahead of the
goodness.
There's no penis in
there. Oh, here it comes.
This is the montage I was speaking about earlier about kids being fat. And this would be badass to actually go to.
Oh, yeah.
How did they pay for all this?
I don't know. That's a good point.
It's a human s'more.
That guy. I think they're cheating.
This would be the funnest thing ever to do. Can we reenact this scene?
Drinking the strawberry topping.
Just like whipped cream, mustard, donuts, popcorn.
There's something very erotic about this.
God, you have a boner too?
You can't say boner on a podcast.
We've said a lot of things. This podcast is rated NC-17.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I felt like that before after just like eating. Like, just like a pizza or something, yeah. You know? Oh, great. We're recording right now.
We should have a little recording light.
Recording. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my fiance, Katie.
Y'all have been doing this for like 2 hours now.
Yeah, we're doing live commentary for Heavyweights.
Oh, God.
So just be quiet, okay?
Does that lumbar support work for you?
Does it work for me?
Or is it just kind of squished flat?
The viewers, the listeners have no idea. Jim bought a lumbar support, and he's trying to test it out.
You think so? Yeah. I think I'm too fat. I think I squish it.
So. This is so interesting.
I know. Everyone's like, this is.
I don't think you actually can.
Jim and Trent talk lumbar support.
That's the title of this podcast.
Lumbar.
Lumbar support.
Can they hear me?
Maybe.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Not
hey,
really.
My suggestion, don't put your feet on the table. Because every time you put it on there, it...
Yeah, I can hear it.
You can hear it. Yeah, like
that's great.
That's really loud.
That's
don't
awesome.
Do that. Don't do that so much.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. This is our first podcast. We haven't set the rules yet.
Yeah.
And see, the thing is they actually do end up losing a little bit of weight. Because they actually have fun.
But we all consider it a vegetable.
Yeah, it's in the vegetable section at the grocery store. Yeah,
I don't put a tomato in a fruit salad.
Yeah, it's a vegetable.
God, this is going to suck if they aren't watching the movie or don't know what the movie's about.
For those just listening to this going, and are at the point where it's like, I'm about to turn this thing off because I don't know what the hell's going on. Just watch the movie. Like, turn on the movie, watch start over. Fast forward to this section right here or something.
And we don't know if this is what the podcast is going to stay.
But this is just us trying this out. If you like what you hear... Enjoyed this.
Send us an email.
Send us a tweet at, what is your Twitter
again? H.B. Blaylock.
H.B. Blaylock.
B-L-A-L-O-C-K.
Mine's easier to remember. It's Big Trenton. Big, like large, and Trenton, like the capital of New Jersey. One word. What are you pointing at? How loud
You're
I am?
So much louder than me.
Oh, I apologize. I like to project, especially since I'm drinking. It's making me go up
You're
a little
bit. Aggressive.
I'm really sorry.
Vocally.
Do you want me to calm? Is this a better?
Is this okay? Is this okay? Right? Is this gonna be the shittiest podcast?
Would you listen to this?
I don't know. I guess that's the key.
Look at how loud you are. Look at that.
Because I was laughing.
Yeah. Well, calm down.
Okay. I won't laugh anymore.
Don't laugh anymore.
God, that's like his line. What's that?
What is that thing? What is that brick?
I don't know. I think they called it a VHS?
A VHS? What does that stand for?
A VHS? Video home system?
Or something.
I don't know.
What?
Melissa, we're going to edit that out.
We're going
to we're gonna take care of that.
Clip, clip, clip. How can someone run with only one leg? It's called a hop at that point. Zap. That wouldn't, like, I don't...
Well, the fact that powered a whole electrical... Come on. There's got to be some willing suspension of disbelief.
Yeah. I tried to, but
they, then you said, in quote, I didn't send you to go-kart camp.
Which there is. So we have found out. Let's go to go-kart camp.
I'm down.
I'm super down.
Why isn't he concerned of where that comes from?
Exactly. Well, first off, he's fat. The kid's fat. The kid doesn't know. And he's hungry.
That is so fake.
That is such a fake rat.
That is such a plastic rat. I guess that's the point.
Yeah.
But even as a parent watching that, you're like, that doesn't
that
look
doesn't
real.
If I was a parent, I'd been like, bullshit!
Photoshop!
Don't take it.
Don't
do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't go in there.
Don't do it. Oops.
Butterfingers.
You've seen this movie, Jim.
Yeah.
Somebody's job.
If they were this concerned, why didn't they call the cops? Instead of, like worried about what their lawyer friend said, or...
Like, they could have had cops here. That would have been easy. Like, it wouldn't have made a very entertaining movie.
No.
Because the cops would have shown up, they would have seen the video, they would have understood, and things would have been resolved.
You would have broken your ankles.
Ouch. Maybe he did. Right then. Yeah! This is ridiculous.
Yeah. I think everyone's just really weirded out.
Like, how did this guy... Did he actually think this was going to fix everything? All the parents would have been like, you're right. This guy... Listen
you're
to this.
You're crazy with perseverance.
Listen to this guy. I'm sorry I'm so loud. I realize I'm loud.
It's okay.
At one point, I'm like, shit, I was screaming. I feel like I have to be loud because the mic is so far away.
Dumbass. It's just been revoked. Lethal Weapon reference.
Yeah, that's whatever. Hey, look, it's the same guy.
Yeah, it's Ben Stiller.
It's Ben Stiller.
You got a thing.
Papa.
Try to stay away from those hard peas.
Oh.
Papa.
I saw the line.
Papa. God, this is going to be so entertaining.
Everyone loves this so far. If you've made it this far, please tweet us at... Big Trenton. Nobody knows your Twitter. No one. Mine's easier to remember. That's why I'm more successful than you.
Since who?
Everybody.
I doubt it.
Who? What famous person has tweeted you?
Pete Holmes.
Is that it?
Moylan.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's the only person.
Oh, let's not get into this.
Oh, General Mills. General Mills, the cereal company. They tweeted me.
Because you're fat.
Wall beard trimmers.
Oh, not this again.
They've tweeted me. Streeter from College Humor. He's tweeted me.
Good friend Streeter's name dropper.
The Blob.
Woo.
That's our namesake. I think that's it. The Blob. The Blob. What is it again?
The Blobcast.
The Blobcast. That's it. That's us.
What do you think, Carrie?
I think that's a good name for our podcast, the Blobcast.
I think they cheat. Well, now he's a freaking mechanic.
Yeah,
too.
Now they're all auto mechanics. Like, one. It's a freaking go kart. Like there's no it's.
This we are approaching the film's climax.
There it was.
We need to save that audio and reuse it. There's some shitty sneakers.
Yep.
I don't see why they're so the other camp is so competitive. It's, yeah, it's like it's not even it shouldn't
be that a challenge. Big of a thing, yeah.
Like, oh yeah, but you think they would be pushing themselves for like better competition?
And really, like a sack race, it's easy stuff. That kid just standing there.
Oh my god.
Just go. Oh, you see his butt crack? Yeah,
that was weird.
I saw his butt crack. I've never noticed that before.
I haven't either. Oh my god.
I feel sorry for fat people right now. I feel like I could do... Like, I wouldn't be able to beat these guys, for sure.
Oh, no.
No, like, no way. But I'm sure I could at least compete a little bit better than these guys.
Oh, for sure.
Like, one, I don't like heights just like this kid. Like, I don't know if I could do some of this
stuff. I could do that. If I was on a safety harness, I could do that.
Oh, look, I can do the football. Fucking jocks. Shave the balloon. This is their downfall. The jock's downfall.
This is where it starts to turn.
Yeah. Yeah! Keenan! Sorry, I'm loud. I apologize.
And see, this is a callback. This is a callback.
I guess that's right. Holy crap. That's a go-kart?
I don't think any of that extra stuff does anything.
I don't.
He just added some, like.
I don't know how he found all that extra stuff.
He just, like, added some tubing. Oh, that's badass.
Yeah. And little hops. Hall of Intelligence. There's no way.
That's a hard equation. That is
incredibly hard.
No. Indy Warhol. Come on.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
It's Mona Lisa, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
You need a pencil and paper for that.
I wouldn't know that one. Or that one.
Well, you know how British people are.
I hope we don't have any British viewers.
Did you see that, Ken?
No, what happened?
He had, like, shorts, no shirt on, a cape, and a crown.
That's it?
Yeah. I couldn't name five vice presidents. Maybe I've been alive enough that I...
I don't think I could.
Quail.
We got that one. You've already said that.
Quail. Joe Biden. John McCain.
Yeah.
Al Gore.
Okay, one more. The British could just name five of them. Can you not remember
he
one of those?
He was reading from a script.
Can you not remember...
One John Calhoun.
Okay.
Done. I win.
You win.
Their total self-worth is...
Ooh.
And tied.
There's... You want to talk about...
That's a deep callback.
That's a deep callback. Captain.
I
by the way, we're saluting. You have to salute, too.
Nope.
Why?
I don't have to do shit.
This is... I'm going to say... But, by the way, we're both saluting right now. See? Now they don't even know. This is an audio. They have to picture what we look like.
Yep. I'm tall, dark, and handsome.
I look like Johnny Depp.
I look like Mark Wahlberg.
I'm a mix of Johnny Depp and Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm Mark Wahlberg with some Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Pretty sure Katie's just rolling her eyes right now.
She's like, you look like Chris Farley mixed with Seth Rogen with a dash of Andy Milonakis. Jonah Hill.
That's Neil.
That's Neil, yeah. That's Neil. No one knows that.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone in the body like, that's definitely Neil.
Well, like, let's be, anyone who listens to this will probably,
know Neil. Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to listen this far.
I don't think so either.
If you've made it this far, you win. I don't know.
I don't either. What are we doing with ourselves,
man? I don't know. Our life sucks. I feel like that's cheating.
Come on!
What? Every time, like, I yell, I look at just to see how loud I was, and I regret that red line. I'm like, God, it was a little too loud right then.
It's gonna be a little harsh. It's gonna be a little harsh. We might be able to fix it in post.
No. We leave it like it is. How loud? How
loud? Even it hurts their ears.
They'll get used to it. Uh-oh. How did he know about this thing? He
has I know,
no
they
idea.
Didn't explain.
They did not explain
and
this.
And what would that do?
He especially he hit the Nas.
He hit a little fan. And with
it's
his
the Nas, man.
Ass.
It's the Nas. Do you not know what Nas
That's
is?
That's dangerous.
That is dangerous. Those are probably stunt doubles. Fat Kids won! High five!
Woo! I'm vindicated as a human being.
First and only time Camp Hope wins.
Yeah. Next year they get crushed.
Next year, man. There is no next year. There should have been like a cartoon series of this.
Oh my God.
That would have been perfect.
I don't own all of them on DVDs.
Would have had like a cool little intro. Camp Hope. You know, like some. I really don't have any like where to go with that, but. No, Sims, I didn't...
Oh. Sims,
no.
I just wanted you to take it to UPS. Jesus. You fucking idiot.
Sims.
We missed the cheesiest line.
What was it?
You're crazy. I am crazy. Crazy about my gal.
Oh, yeah.
That would hurt.
That one with all the Coke cans in it? A Disney movie said damn
and ass
and wiener.
That's awkward.
Yeah, it is awkward for a Disney movie to say all those things. Now and this is like the Camp Hope rap right here at the end.
Oh, we don't need to.
I think
we don't need to. Nobody wants to listen to this.
Mr. Reed. Up or down? Down?
Oh my goodness.
This is some good stuff. Alright, well, that was the first ever Jim and Trent blob cast. I think we nailed it. I knew we would. So. I knew we'd finally get it at some point. I apologize for us maybe. Lack of talking at some points, maybe me being so loud. This is our first
us
one.
Not knowing what we're doing.
This is kind of an experiment. We hope you like it. If you don't,
tweet us
at Big Trenton,
HB Blaylock.
Spell Blaylock because
BLALOCK.
Yeah. So I don't know. How do we end these? Just like.
We'll come up with a catchphrase later, I guess.
Catchphrase.
Blobbing out.
Blobbing out, man. So, thanks for watching and stuff, guys.
They're not watching, they're listening.
Listening.